Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. So the Rambam says here, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, as we know from the Sefer Mitzvot, connotes both Lomod U'Lamed. But the Rambam is obviously making a point of emphasis. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael. Ben Ani, Ben Ashir, Ben Shalom Begufo, Ben Bal Yisurim, Ben Bachor, Ben Shayezak, and Gadol Shatashash Kocho, Afilu Hayaani Hamisparnes Minat Tzedaka, Machzer Lapsachem, literally indigent person, Ve'afilu Bal Isha Ubanim, and even somebody who's married with children, right, as the greatest reboy, because, you know, as we know, that is, as the Gemara Kiddushin says, we alluded to before, Halon V'Halahu, Rechayim B'Tzavaro V'Yasok B'Torah, Afilu Bal Isha Ubanim, Chayav Likbolo Zman the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, again, the expression the Rambam uses, Bayom Valaila, Shenemar Vagisa Bo Yomam Valaila. Let's talk a little bit about the sources that the Rambam is working off of. When the Rambam talks about Ben Ani Ben Asher, certainly the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamin Hay comes to mind, of Rabbi Lezer Ben Charso, Mechayev Es HaAshirim, Hillel Mechayev Es HaAniyim. So that certainly comes to mind. Shalim Begufo, Ben Bal Yisurin, if you look in the Frankel Rambam, footnotes on the side point out the Gemara in Erev and Daf Nindalad, according to Psukim and Mishlei, Livi Aschein, Hem LeRoshecha, Chash BeRoshcha, Asok BeTorah, then the Gemara goes on to speak about Chash BeChol Gufo, Yasok BeTorah. But I think there's actually more, and there, again, it's presented almost as a kind of a remedy. I think there's a great chiddush in this Rambam. The Rambam is saying, as a person who's actively suffering, he's a Bal Yisurin, is Chayiv in Talmud Torah. And this, at least, you know, to think of one contrast that comes to mind quite readily, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Dalid, the Rambam says that somebody who's Meitzar, he returns from the Derech and he's Meitzar, is Asur Lo Lispalel. Even though the Rambam, to a certain degree, thinks that Tefillah and Talmud Torah are integrated as part of the same mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, here the Rambam says that Talmud Torah stands alone in this regard, that a Bal Yisurin, Kol Yishim Yisrael, Chayav Asok B'Torah, or Chayav B'Talmud Torah, I think that's a very significant point. And then when the Rambam says, Chayav Likbolo, excuse me, Zman the Talmud Torah, Bayomu V'Alayla, the Agos Maimonios points it out, but here I think his makor is quite clear. It's the Gemara Menachos Tav Tzadi Tes, which notes that Afilu Kara Kriyat Shema, Shachris v'Arvis is Mekayim v'Agisabo Yomam v'Laila. The Gemara in Menachos there is discussing the term Tamid, but the Rambam doesn't necessarily say Kriyat Shema Shachris v'Arvis. Here he says again Chayev Likbolo Zman LaTalmud Torah. Even some kind of, I don't want to say perfunctory, but some kind of a Zman that's set aside that would fulfill v'Agisabo Yomam v'Laila. It doesn't necessarily specify Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis, which I think is significant. I think the Rambam understood that Gemara perhaps a little bit more ambitiously than one might have read the Gemara. The Agos Maimonios here quotes the line from the Gemara, V'Asr La'omra B'fnei Amaretz. We don't want people to take advantage of it. So the Rambam made the Gemara a little bit more robust than it might have been on its own. But here you have, again, the Rambam transitioning to the idea, he calls it Talmud Torah, he seems to be reflecting on the idea of Limud HaTorah. After all, these are Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Rambam said Mitzvah Aleph is Lomod Es HaTorah. And the Rambam is stressing just the universal nature of this particular mitzvah, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayev. And then the Rambam, you know, again, goes on to say, no matter what you can think of, the financial exigencies, familial situations, the ravages of old age, Zakin Gadol Shetashash Kocho, and the Rambam will go on to say in two halachos, we'll read it tomorrow, that you're literally Chayev Ad Yomosa, which is itself a very impressive halacha. Afilu Ani Amisparnis Minatzdako Machzor Lapsachem. Normally talking about an Ani being Pater, Hamivazvez Alivazvez Yosem Michomish from Mitzvah Saseh. Here the Rambam is clearly highlighting the idea that this stands apart from any standard Mitzvah Saseh. You know, obviously Ner was Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, Dalet Kosos come to mind, but there may be other factors like Pirsu Menisa or Shalom Bayis, whatever it is. You know, in every area has its own logic and rationale. But here, without presenting any other rationale, the Rambam simply says, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah. And I just want to highlight one point in conclusion, and we'll continue on with Tes and Yud, which are really extensions of this halacha tomorrow. But when the Rambam says Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, I can't help but think that this is part of the definition of what it means to be part of Yisrael. Like when the Rambam talks about Kiddush Hashem in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perkei, He says Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Agadol Zeh, because it's not just Ish, it's Isha, and according to some, it may even be Ketanim as well. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah. It's a definitional mitzvah. It's part of what defines us as a member of the Mamachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. It's part of our unique mandate, Kiyem Chayinu V'Rechemenu, and it's also exclusive. Nachri Shasak B'Torah Chayev Misa. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah Ben Ani Ben Asher Ben Shalom Megufo Ben Bal Yisurin. It's one of those Rambams where the language itself is evocative of certain motifs and certain themes, certain values, that this is a definitional mitzvah. And as we know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So we'll pick it up there tomorrow with extension of this Rambam and formulations that highlight these points. But this is a good start. Again, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, the transitional halacha from Lelamed to Lomod, still using the term Talmud Torah because it encapsulates both. Thank you. I'll see you a little bit later.